Now on the ticket hotline, the former Ranger great, former Ranger president, now serving in that role with the Astros, it's Nolan Ryan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys up there in Dallas.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Well, isn't it?
I guess I'm doing all right. I've had some of this dysentery that's been going around in these creeks around here, and so I've had the runs pretty bad.
Mm.
But you know, I make my own concoction to treat that. You eat some of the bark of a sycamore tree, and then you have to eat a possum's tail, and that'll cure it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's an old family recipe.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it fascinating that the Astros and the Rangers, two teams that were at the bottom of the heap last year, are now at the top of the heap in the AL West, and, of course, you've had significant time with both.
Yeah, well, I like to focus on the Astros part of that a little bit more. Being at the top.
Imagine.
But, you know, any time that I can wake up and I kind of look at the world and the Rangers lost and the Astros won and Bluebell is back, I'd say life is pretty good.
Yeah, big win for you guys last night.
Yeah, did you check them baseball scores from last night?
Mm-hmm.
And see all of the numbers from the organization?
Yeah, we saw them.
Yeah, there's one important one, is Astros 15, New York 1.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, when I look at that, that teaches them Yankees that they may beat Southern Ass down here below the Mason-Dixon line, but we can go up there and peel back a tin of whoop-ass on them north of it from time to time.
I wouldn't look at it that way so much.
Or would you?
Well, that ain't my fault. You don't see it that way. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit distracted. I just had a little quick bite to eat there and trying to chew it down before I talked again.
What are you eating?
All this morning, I strangled a bobcat with my loincloth string while delivering feline-related insults through gritted teeth.
Is that all you eat is wild game?
No, and that's funny because, you know, I hear from your listeners from time to time, and apparently y'all do some character or something that implies that I only eat wild game, and that's just not true. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy hunting my own food, but, you know, there are a couple days a week where I'll just go down to KFC or something and get like a bucket of chicken and a biscuit and a big old cookie.
Okay. So you are normal.
Yeah, just like the next guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I eat at fast food restaurant to try to watch my weight, you know, because I'm getting up there a little bit, and try to eat a little more healthy. You know, every once in a while I'll kill a mountain lion just to sleep in its carcass at night to stay warm, just like everybody else. Oh, you know, just because I'm famous doesn't mean I'm indifferent.
Right, yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, and Rangers
played on last night.
Played on last night against someone I don't know right now, but I know that you guys are excited about this Cole Hamels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like I heard he threw a no-hitter a couple weeks ago. Is that right?
He did, yeah.
Well, you know, that is pretty impressive, and I got to hand it to him. The no-hitter is a pretty impressive accomplishment, and someday I want to look up who has the most no-hitters in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah, that would actually be you.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Well, I throw, what, two or three of them or
something?
He
threw seven.
Seven.
That seems like an awful lot to me,
mm-hmm.
But what do I know? You know, John Daniels doesn't think I know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering, after a few internet searches of the Ashley Madison hack, whether or not John Daniels is going to be so confident.
All right.
Wow,
don't just throw his name out there in association with that. That's...
Well, you never know. I mean, if I ever figure out where the internet is, I'm going to go and I'm going to search myself.
It's everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's in the air we breathe?
Pretty much, yeah. It's easy to find.
Kind of like the Force or something like that?
Kind of like the Force, kinda. Yeah.
Well, somebody told me it was down at the public library that they had the internet in there, and I laughed at them. It didn't make sense. It's like, how do you know which book it's in?
Yeah, maybe you ought to ask Ruth or one of your sons. I think they can help you.
Well, I got to tell you, I sure as hell hope Ruth don't have access to the searchable functions of the internet on that Ashley Madison deal either.
Yeah, let's hope not.
I was the only guy on that site to check will date Yeti. No, I'm having fun with y'all. You know I love Ruth. She lives up in the big house up here at her place in Alvin.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up there and see her from time to time. I like having dinner with her.
And where do you live?
Well, I live in a little earthen area hollowed out on the tall creek bank.
Why? So you're worth primitive. A lot of money.
Why do I do it? To keep the rain off of me when it when it gets a pouring.
Well, you know, Nolan, we're kind of up against it. I think we need to run.
I know you are, and I know that that having me on sometimes is frustrating because I'm kind of a fast talker, so I hope you understood some of the things I said.
We were able to follow along pretty well, yeah.
George Bush does not care about black people.
Okay, Nolan,
why would you
please
say that? He's a friend of yours.
All right.
All right, then. We'll see you. That's an awkward goodbye there to the fake Nolan Ryan.